Yeah, well, it's an interesting project. For the first time I met him, I was a little sketchy about the whole concept myself because I've done music for a long time. For me, hearing a deaf man making hip-hop music, it was very interesting. For the first time, I realized that the sign language can be integrated into the hip-hop, and it seemed very natural. And ever since, it's been a long and interesting journey, and very nice to be in New York City back again at the UN.
Have you always understood sign language yourself?
Oh, no. I'm still in the learning process. I started learning Finnish sign language through Sign Mark. But then after that, he started teaching American Sign Language. So I'm a little mixed up now right now, but I'm getting there someday.
Yes. Actually, one colleague noticed that he was using American Sign Language. Yes. Any particular reason for this?
Sure. He started in Finnish Sign Language. And, Finland is a small country, and he wanted to, you know, catch the whole world's attention. So it was pretty soon he noticed that American Sign Language would be more natural because it's like English. It's more universal. And so he asked me to translate one song, and then it took it from there, and we got more attention from abroad so more people can understand from the deaf society.
It's very fascinating because I've seen him perform, of course, you being his voice. Seeing him performing in rhythm, I'm just curious how he does this, considering that he's deaf.
Oh, you should see us in a bigger stage and in a bigger venue. Then you'd really get a picture of the motion that he puts into the rhythm. It's more or less about the vibrations that he catches with his body and mathematics, of course. And rhythm is mathematics. Even without the music that he could hear or see, you can always calculate in your hand that the rhythm lives within.
Must take a real skill.
Well, it took a lot of practice, and of course, he's still learning. I think he just picked up the drums a while ago, learning how to play drums. And keep in mind that American Sign Language is not his first language. I think it's his third or fourth that he picked up, so I think he's done pretty good so far.
How does the process of composing a song go?
Well, we write together. It's obvious that it's his storyline, but English not being his first language, I'm more responsible about the spoken. When we write together, whatever I write down with his material, it needs to be translated to American Sign Language. And if it doesn't work in American Sign Language, the rhyming, then we have to go back to the English spoken and writing and then redo it. And once that's done, we have friends back home that support us with the music and good producers. Sakke Aalto, which is a Finnish excellent producer, good friend. He helped us out with this record, and basically, at this point, it comes pretty natural because we've learned to work with each other.
What's the main message that Sign Mark is giving to the people around the world?
The record is called Breaking the Rules, so it's about breaking the barriers, and not only from the music aspect of having a deaf man making music, but also, you know, bringing awareness for the deaf society and the sign language, deaf culture. But the first record he made was more or less from the preacher's perspective. The theme was a lot harder and about the history and everything, but this one we toned it a little down and have a positive energy, and the songs that it's not necessarily only for the deaf. Anybody can pick up the record and enjoy it, I believe. So it is for everyone, but Breaking the Rules is the main message that he wants to break down the barriers that music is not only for the hearing, it's also for the deaf or anybody.